Good morning, friends. Welcome to October 7th, a Pray Today. And you know, one of the tricks to being a follower of Jesus, or one of the confusing things, is how do I navigate relationships with unbelievers? Am I to be around them, and am I not to be around them? You know, there is a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 33 that says, "Don't be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character." And there are so many well-intentioned, zealous new Christians who want to go to all of their unsaved friends and be around them so that they can share Christ with them, but then they end up falling right back into the old habits. And I think that's what that voice really talks about. If we spend the majority of our time with people who don't love the Lord, it's only a matter of time before we fall into those things. Now, there are exceptions. There are anomalies. There are people who are so strong in their faith that they can be around people with horrific language, horrific habits, and have no desire to follow God, and they are unchanged. But that's not most people. Colossians chapter 4, Paul is giving his last directions to the people in the church at Colossae, and he says, "Be wise in the way that you act toward outsiders," those being non-Christians. "Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversations be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." So Paul gives some great insight that we are to be around unbelievers. I don't think that we're to spend the majority of our time with unbelievers. That's not healthy for our own faith at all. But be wise in the way that we act around them, making the most of every opportunity. Now, let me be honest. I certainly don't make the most of every opportunity when I am around people who are unsaved. And that is something that I know that I need to continue to work on. But I want you to think about how you act towards non-believers. Do you act like everything's great, we can all believe what we want to believe, and do you not make the most out of every opportunity? Or maybe just the opposite. Maybe you really, when you look at it, you've got some judgmental attitudes, and you just don't love unbelievers the way that God calls you to love them. Remember, Jesus did not condone ever sinful behavior, but Jesus loved sinners. So let's pray today about that balance that we are to find. Lord, we are in the presence of people every day who don't know you. If we go out in public, we run into people who don't have a relationship with you. And Lord, we need your wisdom to know how to handle these situations. Father, as we talked the other day, we need to be prepared in season and out of season. And Lord, we want to make you proud in the way we handle our relationships with people who don't know you. May they be, as your word says, seasoned with salt. May we bring flavor to their lives in a godly way. Father, would you help us when we're around non-believers? Would you help us to not fall into patterns of sin? Would you help us to be strong in our faith, not even to change the way that we talk? Father, that we would be seen in such a way that people want to know what we've got, and that we will then be able to, as we've talked, share the hope that we have. Father, would you help me navigate these relationships with non-believers and continually remind me that you can use me. In Jesus' name, amen.